Hello, textual transformation students. I have to admit that I've been putting off recording this lesson. I've done all my others first. But tomorrow is the day then when we should have seen each other for the third time. I am already missing you. This is my favourite course. It's the one I most enjoyed doing and that I was quite excited about. But I have to admit, it's the most difficult to try and cope with just with recordings of the lessons. And so I've been thinking about it a lot. I was hoping that perhaps you were going to upload on the Google Drive folder either some of your journals, extracts from your journals, or actually these films of your hotel monologues that we talked about and which I asked you to prepare in the first lesson if you were there, and which I wrote to you on the assignment sheet that I shared on Google Drive. So I'm wondering if you've tried filming something, if you're finding this difficult. I think it is very difficult. It's without seeing each other, without the encouragement or the actual presence of a teacher who says, just do this, go on, do it, don't worry, etc. But anyway, maybe you've been waiting for me to give you the go-ahead, okay? So I'll try. I'll do my best here. I am not very good at this. I don't like just talking. I like to see your faces. I like your comments. I like you to be there. You are the encouragement I need, and so this is difficult. In the minute, somebody is going to walk in the room and interrupt me, and I'm going to be inhibited, and so this might get interrupted. This might be very short, and I'll continue in a minute. Anyway, let's talk about the journals. Because this, I think, is an easy thing for you to share so that we can all look at each other's work and feel less isolated. I know some of you are not even near Florence. You're all over Italy. You've gone home. And so you may be feeling fairly isolated. I think in this group you all have each other's phone numbers, WhatsApp, etc. So do communicate with each other. It helps. It's also difficult, I find. I've been feeling isolated, but at the same time, I just can't cope with all the emails, the instructions, the advice coming from colleagues, people above me, people, you know, the other lettrici who are trying to keep in touch, but have their advice, and you can get bombarded with too much. Maybe you're also having to cope with sitting and listening to a lot of recordings from the other teachers. I think it's not easy. It's tiring. I thought at first, this is good for me. I'm enjoying this. It's good to try a new way of doing the lessons, but I'm finding it tiring. I'm not keeping up. It takes, I just read a message from Christine Richardson and she's saying this takes a long time. Initially you can think, oh, I'm saving the time it takes me to come into work. I'm saving the traveling time. But I started at the weekend. No, I started last Thursday. And it's taking up a lot of time. Okay, so we'll have material. People who missed lessons, etc. This could be a resource. So let's look on the bright side. Let's think positive, all right? And let's talk about the journal. So in our first lesson, we did read the extract from the journal of Virginia Woolf, who's a very famous diary writer. A writer who keeps a journal about her own work. So I think she did this over a very long period, and the diaries have been published. One thing you can start talking about, I'm sorry, one thing you can start thinking about is that I would like to include this extract from Virginia Woolf's diary in some way in our final performance. Let's hope we are back together by that time and can do a performance. Read this extract on page 6. Read it often. Have a think about how we could include that, and together with extracts from your own journals, in the performance. I mean, I mentioned this in the first lesson that we have done this before. I have asked students to write a journal about what they're doing, including not just things about, or principally what they're thinking about related to this course, but also digressing, let's say, including elements, you know, unconnected elements which come, it's like things passing through your head. So you're thinking about doing a monologue, you're thinking about recording it, something else comes into your head. It's perfectly admissible, it's even part of a journal that thoughts interrupt you. So this is why I wrote in the instructions that these can be haphazard, this word that we found in the text, okay, that we read. It can be haphazard. Okay, Virginia Woolf says be careful. Looseness can also become slovenly. So you have to draw a balance between the haphazard, the casual, the digressions, but also giving what you're doing some kind of form and structure, some way. So it's not just for you, a journal, especially in this case, because you're going to share it with me, you're going to share it with your classmates, we're going to look at it. So it's something very intimate, it's something very personal, but you have to show it to us. So we have to receive something from it. Okay, so you've got to get this balance. So I'm asking you to start thinking about how this text of Virginia Woolf's could be included in a performance. Let's try and break away, a balance, okay, between keeping in mind the work we did in the first semester, the way you worked with texts. I think we already saw there, even when we worked on the Fahrenheit text, the Ray Bradbury text, that prose can be treated like a poem. There are similarities to reading aloud a prose text and reading a poem. So even in the first lesson, I was saying to you, don't forget your breathing exercises. Don't think, okay, we did that in the first semester, so we're not doing that now, we're doing something else. Okay, we did a lot of work with percussion instruments, we did work with chorus, with overlapping voices, with echoes, you did a lot of work with repeating. So you're bearing in mind those things, you have those tools, you have those techniques, those abilities which you used so well, so successfully in the first semester. So here, in thinking of how this text can be read, try not to do the same thing, but use your abilities, but try and do something different. So whenever you are ready, I'm going to leave this quite loose, but I'm wondering, like with your final paper in the first semester, whether you actually need me to say, okay, I want the stuff now. I want to see your work. So I do want you to upload on the Google Drive folder as soon as possible a small section from your journal. Okay, you can upload it in whatever form you like, okay? You can type it up. You can insert pictures from internet and then simply upload that file. Or if you prefer, you can write this journal by hand, because handwriting is beautiful. Some of us are forgetting how to actually write with our hands, but I find it very beautiful. In this work, I'm doing recording lessons and, I don't know, writing out corrections or making exercises for sounds of English in the first year and things. I'm handwriting because I find it quicker. I'm struggling with time, etc. So I'm using my handwriting. So I often think it's more visually exciting if you use handwriting. And you might even want to draw pictures. I mean, experiment. You can make a collage, as I mentioned in the first lesson. And so use whatever means you like. Experiment. You can change. You can type up one section. You can write by hand and see what you like, see what works for you. You know, it doesn't have to be a... You know, I'm leaving you completely free, so you don't actually have to have paragraphs. This is one time where you can write without using paragraphs if you want to. You don't have to have a single block of writing on the page. You could have a central part where you're writing one thing. You can write in the margins. Sometimes it's, you know, use the margins. Yeah, I'm asking you to have a go, okay? But to upload a section so that we can give you feedback, so that we can all look at each other's. We get ideas from each other. This isn't a question of copying. This isn't plagiarizing. You can look at what somebody else is doing and think, oh, that's cool. I like that. I'm going to try that, okay? That's fine. That's good. As you saw in the first semester, the reason your final performance was so successful, was so tight, controlled, but also creative and exciting, was because you were working so well together as a group, because you weren't just worrying about whether you made mistake, whether you came over well, whether you impressed your teachers. You were thinking about your groups. You were thinking about the whole class. You were all collaborating. I was very impressed because it was practically the first time where groups, where, as I'd asked you to, but okay, but you know, it's not always easy to immediately do what you're asked to do. I asked you to move from one reading to the other completely silently, not bang seats, not make a noise, and that's so important in a performance, and that's what you did. So you're working as a group. So even in this journal, in this work on the journal, we're working as a group. We're learning from each other. I'm learning too, okay? So that is your first task, so that also I can give you some feedback, so that I can help you, so that, you know, I'm not going to be able to write each of you an email and say, okay, I've read this, this is good. I'm not going to be able to, you know, write in corrections and photograph it and send to you. It's all quite time consuming. So I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to give you feedback. It may be feedback about other people's work, which is useful to you. And so I need to see some work. So try and put something up, okay, about the journal. I'm going to stop this part. It's probably briefer. I'm supposed to be doing four parts of 20 minutes. I don't think I've done 20 minutes here, but that doesn't matter. I want to give you some clear sections in which I tell you what we're doing. I'm going to give you a film to look at. I'm going to give you a YouTube link to look and listen to a monologue. It's a very famous monologue written by Alan Bennett. It's part of the Talking Heads. It's a film, okay, but perhaps it may give you some ideas for your monologues in the hotel room, okay? Bye.